I find that media sometimes just throw around this tough talk about what we have to jettison and what's in competition with what. And you're just indicating it in terms of cost, particularly when we're talking about family supporting measures. That invidiousness is just off base.
Yes, I think it is. I think it's very harmful. I think also the reality around the child tax credit, that is indeed a tax cut for middle-class families, but it also reaches 27 million children who were not receiving any of the tax credit or just partial tax credit. And that is what we call full refundability, and that has been made permanent. So that is a permanent benefit for the very poorest and low-income children among us, and that's huge. That will have lifelong effects for them. And because of Joe Manchin, the extensions were only able to go for a year without work requirements or means testing in a way that would have been extremely harmful. So what we've got is 1 year of an extension of the expansion of the child tax credit for everyone up through $150,000. The household, but we've got the full refundability is permanent. So those are really very important. And this bill is not what we had hoped. I think progressive movements would say we needed more like $10 trillion, which we could have paid for, because remember, the revenue raisers are permanent. And we easily could have paid for the $3.5 trillion, and we more than pay for this pared down $1.75 or $1.95. We have to look at it as a foot in the door, as a down payment, but one that is critical, one that will improve the lives, especially of poor and low-income children, and that can't be ignored.
Well, let's take a brief detour, because Joe Manchin did bring up this idea of work requirements, and I just wonder if we're ever going to retire that narrative. Can you speak briefly to that whole storyline?
Yes. Well, I think that this agreement, even as pared down as it is, has retired that temporarily.
Good.
Mm-hmm. So we live to fight another day. And that's why we only have 1 year of the extension of the full child tax credit expansion that we had under the American Rescue Plan. So that is without work requirements. It's completely baseless. There is no evidence, and never has been, that imposing a work requirement on receiving these benefits for the poorest children make any difference in terms of workforce participation. So that is many of the arguments that have been raised by, if not all, I would submit all of the arguments that have been posed by Manchin, obstructionist arguments, have no basis in reality, and he cannot produce credible research that points that he's correct, whereas there's much evidence that he is incorrect. So that's really, I think, where if the media insists on focusing on infighting among the Democratic Party, which I also don't think is helpful nor truthful, it's really all of the Democrats against Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema. Also, not one Republican is for helping the American people. That's also a message that gets lost. So talking about moderates versus progressives is not only unhelpful, it's untrue, and there's nothing moderate about Joe Manchin's position nor Kyrsten Sinema's position. They're both extreme outliers. When you look at the popularity of the proposals, from the billionaire's tax to paid family leave, you know, you have upwards of 75-80% in some cases popularity among the voting public for these things, and some of them are bipartisan. So there's nothing moderate about the opposition. It's extreme, it's fringe, and it's two people, and the entire Republican Party, which also is never mentioned.
Exactly. Well, extending that kind of distortion is when we hear media describe progressives who are holding the line and continuing to fight for measures that the public overwhelmingly supports, those people being described as holding the bill hostage.
Well, that's right. And they are not the people who are obstructing it. And keep in mind, the Congressional Progressive Caucus is about half of the Democratic Caucus. It's got about 100 members of the Congressional Progressive Caucus. And they're simply holding a principled position. There was a tacit agreement that both the physical infrastructure bill, the roads and bridges, and the so-called human infrastructure bill, the child care, the safety net, the hearing, the for our seniors, the home care for our seniors and disabled people, that these would all advance together. And they are simply trying to make sure that there is the best deal possible for the American people.
Well, finally, the process unfolding before our eyes might seem to some to reflect a kind of brokenness of the connection promised by a democratic society, that the will of the people would be reflected in public policy. Here,
okay, we've finished off with Willow, and now we're moving into Sophie. Once again, you're listening to Massive Music Weekend on WRCT Pittsburgh. From Friday afternoon to Sunday night, we'll be spinning 60 straight hours of our favorite artists and bands. You can visit WRCT.org to view the full schedule for our annual music marathon. We're moving into Sophie, one of my favorite artists of all time. She passed recently, so this is in her memory. If I talk too much about it, I'll get sad, so let's just get to the music. The first song playing right now is Hard.
Roof open. about this one party. There's just sweat on the wall.
Crazy in the pop. crazy and the pop. If that's what you wanna do, we can go crazy and the pop. Crazy crazy and the pop.
Shake, shake, shake it up and make it. If that's what you wanna do, do, do. If that's what you wanna do. If that's what you wanna do. You wanna do? We can go crazy in the pop. Crazy in the pop. Crazy in the pop. If that's what you wanna do, do. Shake, shake, shake it up and make it feel.
I want.
you want to.
Now for some really, really quick underwriting. Spack Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Spack Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Spack Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. Spack Brothers is committed to safety during the ongoing pandemic by providing online ordering and payment, as well as contact-free pickup. You can learn more about online ordering at www.spackbros.com and will receive a text message when your food is ready to pick up. For more information, call 412-362-SPAC or visit their website at spackbrothers.com. That's 412-362-7725 or spakbrothers.com. Also, if you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. That's all. Back to the songs.
I'm We were young and out of control. I hadn't seen you since I was about 16 years old. But then you called me up the other day. I was shocked, oh, what could I say? And your voice exactly the same. And it makes me feel, oh, just like we never said goodbye. When you spoke to me that way, oh, just like we never said goodbye. And it makes me feel. We went out the very next day. You still remember my favorite place. And we laughed just like we used to. And did everything we liked to do. Makes me feel, oh, just like we never said goodbye. When you looked at me that way, oh, just like we never said goodbye. And it makes me feel, oh, just like we never said goodbye. When you held my hand that way, oh, just like we never said goodbye. And it makes me feel. Running wild through the night. We were young. We had everything we needed. And now to be with me, I got everything I could ever need. And it makes me feel, and it makes me feel, and it makes me feel, it makes me feel. Oh, just like we never said goodbye. When you held my hand that way. Goodbye, and it makes me feel, still got that glint in your eye, like you did the very first time. Oh, it's like we never said goodbye, and it makes me feel like everything I could ever need, and it makes me feel like I don't ever want to say goodbye.
That is the end of my set. Thank you so much for listening. Have a good...
Congratulations on tuning in to WRCT Pittsburgh, just in time for America's Favorite Show! Yeah. Welcome to another episode of America's Favorite Show. I'm your host, Connor. You just listened to Uncontrollable Urge by Devo. If you missed it, an uncontrollable urge sounds like... So, remember 2 weeks ago when the president almost died? Enjoy this song by Jack Johnson, Upside Down, from the Curious George movie of the mid-2000s.
What's impossible, will they forget? This world keeps spinning, and with each new day I can feel a change in everything. And as the surface breaks, reflections fade, but in some ways they remain the same. And as my mind begins to spread its wings, there's no stopping curiosity. I wanna turn the whole thing upside down. I'll find the things they say just can't be found. I'll share this love I find with everyone. We'll sing and dance to Mother Nature's songs. I don't want this feeling to go away. I can't do everything, well, I can try. And as I roll along, I begin to find things aren't always just what they seem. I wanna turn the whole thing upside down. I'll find the things they say just can't be found. I'll share this love I find with everyone. We'll sing and dance. This world keeps spinning and there's no time to waste. Well, it all keeps spinning, spinning round and round and upside down. Who's to say what's impossible and can't be found? I don't want this feeling to go away. Please don't go away. Is this how it's supposed to be?
It's a really nice song, actually, Upside Down. I actually was looking around the internet and I found this demo that they sent to the movie studio to pitch a case for Jack Johnson on the Curious George movie. Straight out of the Jack Johnson vault, here it is. Up next is a song by Cyndi Lauper off the Goonies soundtrack, appropriately called The Goonies Are Good Enough. This is quite possibly the best thing Steven Spielberg has been a part of. Enjoy.
Yeah.
So I guess here's the part of the show where you say, Connor, what the heck is going on? Well, way back when David Letterman was retiring from The Late Show, he told CBS's executives to put me as his successor, and they forced his hand onto
Stephen Colbert.
However, an anonymous source mailed the pilot episode into WRCT Pittsburgh, and they loved it. So now, what was intended to be a live television show shot and filmed in New York is a pre-recorded radio show recorded and not filmed in Pittsburgh. Now that we're all caught up on the homework, here's Optimo by Liquid Liquid. Now is the segment of our show where we have our usual comedian spot doing some stand-up. Well, tonight is a special occasion. We have a comedy duo all the way from the UK. Please give a warm welcome to Bucket and Wonka.
I am extraordinarily busy, sir.
I just wanted to ask about the chocolate. The lifetime supply of chocolate for Charlie. When does he get it?
He doesn't.
Why not?
Because he broke the rules.
We didn't see any rules, did we, Charlie?
Wrong, sir. Wrong. Under section 37B of the contract signed by him, it states quite clearly that all offers shall become null and void if, and you can read it for yourself in this photostatic copy, I, the undersigned, shall forfeit all rights, privileges, and licenses herein and herein contained, etc., etc. Fax mentis, incendium gloria culpum, etc., etc. Memo bis punitor delicatum. It's all they're black and white, clear as crystal. You stole fizzy lifting drinks. You bumped into the ceiling, which now has to be washed and sterilized, so you get nothing. You lose. What does it?
This one goes out to all the moms and dads out there. It's about a place you know oh so very well. Yup, Key West. By the village people.
Mama, I'm freezing.
Mama, I'm freezing.
I wanna go to the sun.
To the sun.
These icy winter breezes.
Winter breezes.
Are killing all my fun.
All my fun.
I'm headed for Key.
Key.
Hi, it's me, your host, Connor, debatably out of character, just checking in to say I hope you're enjoying tonight's program. If not, stop me on the street and let me know. I'll thank you and try harder next time. The song coming up is called David by the artist Celia. Enjoy.
Não vai não. Agora que esse sol tá ficando bom, Davi não vai não. Oh, Davi não vai não. Oh, Davi não vai não. Agora que esse sol tá ficando bom, Davi não vai não. Oh, Davi não vai não. Ah, pra que essas meninas mineiras? Tem a semana inteira pra te ver. E a gente vai até lá onde elas estão. E a gente vai até lá onde elas. Oh, Davi, não vai não. Agora que esse sol tá ficando bom, Davi, não vai não. Oh, Davi, não vai não. Oh, Davi, não vai não. Agora que esse sol tá ficando bom, Davi não vai não. E oh, Davi não vai não. Ah, pra quê? Tá todo mundo querendo te encontrar. Também você nunca mais apareceu. Essas meninas mineiras, oh, 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 tem a semana inteira pra te ver. Essas meninas mineiras, vou falar, tem a semana inteira pra te ver. E a gente vai até lá onde elas estão. E a gente vai até lá onde elas. Oh, Davi não vai não. Agora que o sol tá ficando bom, Davi não vai não. Não, o Davi não vai não.
If I play anything that you think is uncool, just remember, it's all part of a deal I made with WRCT to up the Red State appeal of the station. All thanks to viewers like you. Thank you. Here's Brass Monkey by the Beastie Boys. Deal with it.
Monkey, that funky monkey. Brass,
cause if that's more than real,
drink brass monkey, here's how you feel.
You put your left leg down, your right leg
Just thinking, you and your family and your friends could have your own arts festival and include whatever you like to do, such as drawing or painting or dancing or dressing up or singing or cooking. There are many ways of saying who you are and how you feel, ways that can be so helpful. Ways that don't hurt yourself or anybody else. You know, that's how you can tell when you're grown up inside. You're sure that what you're planning and doing are things that can be a real help to you and your neighbor. I'm proud of you, you know that. I hope you do.
Seen her dressed in blue. See the sky in front of you. And her face is like a sail, speck of white, so fair and pale. Have you seen her? We'll be right back.
just heard some wise words from Mr. Rogers and She's a Rainbow by the Rolling Stones. Alternatively, here's Biggie Smalls, Hypnotize.
Come on. Sicker than your average. Hop a twist cabbage off instinct. Don't think. Stink pink gators. My Detroit players. Tim's for my hooligans in Brooklyn. That's dead right. If the head right, Biggie there. And I. Papa been smooth since days of under rules. Never lose. Never choose to. Bruce Cruz who? Do something to us. Talk go through us. Girls want to us. Wanna do us. Screw us. Who us? Yeah, Papa and Pop. Close like Starsky and Hutch. Stick to clutch. Yeah, I squeeze three at your cherry M3. Bang every MC easily.
Take
it. Recently. Frontin' ain't saying nothing, so I just speak my peace. Keep my peace. Cubans with the Jesus peace. With my peace. Packing, asking who want it. They got it, flaunt it. That Brooklyn, we on it.
Biggie, 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 can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me. And I just love your flashy ways. Guess that's why they're broken, you're so fake. Biggie, 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 can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me. And I just love your flashy ways. Guess that's why they're broken, you're so fake.
I put NY onto DKNY. Miami, D.C., prefer Versace.
That's right.
All Philly, though it's most.